You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalms 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm sure we are very familiar with this psalm, that the Lord is his shepherd. I want you to note that it's a personal confession. It's not general. You may recite this psalm. There's nothing wrong with it. But reciting this psalm will not make the Lord to be your shepherd. Who is your shepherd? Is it the Lord? Is it the Lord? The person you are obeying is your shepherd. If sin is what you are responding to, sin is your shepherd. If the devil is what you are responding to, the devil is your shepherd. You see, you can't say the Lord is my shepherd if your life is not about obeying the Lord. Jesus said, those who hear the sayings of mine and do it, they are the one that build their house on the rock. They are the one that cannot fail. They are the one that their life is guaranteed to succeed. So, is the Lord your shepherd? It's not about quoting it. It's not about reciting it. Have you made him your shepherd? Have you allowed the Lord to be the Lord of your life? That everything he says is final. You don't argue with it. You don't question it. Whatever the Lord says, that is final. If he says, go and love your enemy, you don't begin to argue and say, no, I can't love this person. This person has done me much wickedness. If he says, do good to them that hate you, you can't say, no, I'm just trying to avoid this person. He says, do good. That means go out of your way. Live contrary to your natural feelings and do good to somebody that hates you. That is when you can make the Lord your shepherd. And can I tell you something? That is when you can boldly declare that I shall not want. I just wish that everybody in the body of Christ will understand this statement, I shall not want. Thank God for our jobs. Brethren, it is God who provides for us. Whether you have a job in terms of what we call job today or not, what is most important for a child of God is, are you engaged in the name of the Lord? Are you engaged on behalf of the Lord? See, you may not have what we call a regular job, but is your life doing what God wants that life to be doing at that moment? It will provide for you. Our life is not moved by the economy. Our provision has nothing to do with the prevailing economic situation of whatever country that we live in. Our provision is of the Lord. Some people have truly come to know the Lord, that they know that they shall not want. He will supply their need. Even when they have lack, it is because they have also been chosen in the Lord, both to abound and to abase. But the Lord will surely supply all their needs according to his riches in glory and in Christ Jesus. So the question really is, who is your shepherd? Who is your own shepherd? Is it the Lord? Or have you made a man to be your shepherd? I've always said severally to women, particularly wives, that there is no single verse in the scripture that makes your husband your provider. No single verse like that in the scripture. People say, oh, there's a verse where he says, if you don't provide for your family, there was an invidence. That is a scripture talking about provision for widows. It's not from husband to wives. Because if God said husband should be the provider, it will violate the word of God. He says that cursed is he that put his trust in another man. You are expected to trust in God. So if your husband dies, what happens? You will now shift your trust from God, from the man, because he's now dead. You will shift it to God. So when you have a man, you take your trust from God again and then put it on the man. Both the husband and the wife must look up to God. That is the way God designed the man-woman relationship. Each person must make the Lord his or our own shepherd, and you will not want. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.